B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dragic now with five on the shot clock. Dragic, left-hand dribble. Behind his back, he lost it, has it back. He has to take a prayer of a three, and he hits it.
Wow.
Under out of bounds for Marcus Smart. Knocked away by Jimmy Butler, and he punches it into the front court. He wins the foot race. Finds Jay Crowder for the easy two. And another signature moment down the stretch for the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. The Miami Heat wrestle game two. Momentum and full control of the Eastern Conference Finals away from the Celtics tonight. They come from 14 down to win game one. They come from 17 down to win game two. And for everything the Celtics have done to get to this point, they're going to have to reinvent the game plan to get back in this series.
Did the Celtics lose their broadcasters last night? I don't mean in a actual sense, but in an emotional sense.
Well,
I saw Max's tweet after the game. You know, I heard Grandy saying they basically stopped playing.
We were all texting back and forth with each other. Jim Louth took that as like we were rooting for Miami.
The guy that has the Celtics going to the finals, and I still do. Me. Oh.
But how could you not be
doubling
impressed?
Doubling down, I like
how,
that, so.
How can you not be impressed with the balls of the Miami Heat? That play by Jimmy Butler, that hustle play, that's when you knew they were dead in the water.
Yeah, they're playing with a level of confidence right now that I don't believe the Celtics have been able to match.
It's simple. They wanted it more. They wanted it more. They wanted it more.
That sounds so silly and cliche, but it's true.
It is. You could tell that team wanted it more. And you could tell that the other team that reacted the way they did in the post game and were throwing chairs and yelling at each other and screaming were embarrassed by it because the other team wanted more. Because they know on paper they're the better team. Celtics know that they're the better team. And they know they got out of hustle, now beat last. They got beat last night by hustle. And grit and balls and everything that's supposed to make them great.
I don't think Jim was aware of the throwing of the chairs. He just gave you the eye like, what? Yeah, no, there were chairs allegedly being thrown in there last night.
I didn't know if that was one of those exaggerations.
That was in one of the tweets. Yeah. That was in one of the reported tweets last night.
Yeah.
Where Gary Washburn on the scene after the game, after that collapse. You know what's really alarming about this? The leads that they blow.
They can't close.
They're a front-running team.
They can't close.
What's really alarming...
Boy, they tighten up. They tighten up when it gets tight, don't they?
Oh, up by 14, blow the lead, lose the game. Up by 17, blow the lead, lose the game. That's bad.
We
can't do that.
We should send down a bucket of coal so they can stick it up their rears when the games get tight at the end. They can print diamonds for us.
Yeah,
tighten up them sphincters, baby.
That's alarming.
When it happens in game one, everybody makes a run.
Yeah.
When it happens two games in a row,
that's now a trend.
I don't even know if that's choky anymore. That's choking. You're choking on that lead. Wow. They were up big in the first half. Big.
I thought
that first half, what are you talking about? They were still up in the third quarter.
They were laughing at them, like in the first half, to the point where, okay, maybe I could put this Thursday night football game on and just go over there. But I'm like, no, I'm going to stick around because something's going to happen. And it did. What an atrocious third quarter. Where do you want to start? I
mean, well, there's a lot of discussion about the zone defense being played. And how the Celtics had just had no answers for it.
Yeah, they still were knocking down shots with people with hands in their face. Give me a break. I mean, they were hitting everything. That team could shoot.
I mean, are they like new to the game of basketball? I mean, what are we supposed to say? Like, okay, I mean, listen, you want to put it on Brad Stevens? It's fine. Put it on Brad Stevens. If you don't see that there is something fundamentally flawed here with the guys on this team, that they don't respond in some of these situations, I'm not sure you fully understand how teams win in the NBA. Yeah. And this is one of my gripes in general. That you can't win. You just can't win with the feel-good team stuff when you get to a certain point in the year.
Yeah. And
I really would have liked to have thought that would be the NBA Finals. Turns out all that stuff that Celtics fans celebrated this year, that Jim was celebrating, the enjoyable Celtics, the Kemba Celtics.
Yeah.
They're falling flat on their face. Where's Kemba's leadership right now?
It's a great regular
season. Where's that?
Great regular season formula to be in the fourth quarter. What? And even if you're in a tight game,
yeah,
to be like, you know what? Hey,
isn't that really what you want though?
Hey, excellent, excellent work down low there. That was, you know, that was the right, you know, screen to set there and good stuff. How about somebody to put the fear of God into them? Hey, you've got a wide open door to the NBA championships. By the way, out west, one of those teams that you had legit reason to be afraid of is gone. You've got this sitting, dangling in front of you. You're going to blow it? You're going to let Jay Crowder send you home?
Jay freaking Crowder.
Again?
Looking that way.
Game two again? Jay freaking Crowder? Hey, look at me, Kemba. You're going to let Jay Crowder send you home? You can go get a ring. You haven't won a playoff game before you got here. You're going to let Jay Crowder send you home now? That's what you guys want to do. Go out there and do more of that. Go out and do more of that nonsense. Those guys want it. Those guys see it. Those guys see the Bucks aren't here. Apparently, the Miami Heat got clued into the fact that the Clippers are now out of the playoffs. Did you guys not get the memo?
They smell it.
What, are you spending too much time at the pool? Did you not turn on SportsCenter last night? Are you not aware of what? You're not aware of the landscape in the NBA right now? You got a chance to win this whole freaking thing. Or you can go dribble down your legs some more. Go ahead. You guys go do whatever you want. I'll call a couple of plays from over here. Handle it however you want.
Do you know what it's like?
Good luck, guys.
Do you know what it's like to be a champ in Boston? Do they not know that? Like, they could be the darling of Boston right now. It is there for them. It's there for the taking. What an atrocious third quarter. How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, it's one thing to get outscored double digits, but by 20 plus? Huh. I mean, you had that game in the first half. Kemba looked like, okay, good response to start this game. Okay, that
shooting
guy felt
it. Shooting was back. He's making his buckets.
Yep, here we go.
Love
here
it.
We go.
Good. Well done, Kemba.
You know what sucks for you, too? At times, it's like you're playing with four and Tice. And it's sad to say that, but that's a reality. And if you don't want Tice in there, what are you going to do? Are you going to put Grant Williams in?
Here's a paragraph in the Globe today. So is this what implosion looks like in person? Screaming in the locker room by multiple parties. Items sounding like chairs being thrown. A voice that sounded like Brad Stevens screaming for his players to calm down. A shirtless Marcus Smart walking to the bathroom telling his teammates, y'all on that bleep, on that BS. That's the implosion that took place after the game, after the team imploded on the court during the game. Now they trail over.
Was that the same Marcus Smart that let the other guy score six threes? That same guy?
May have been him, yeah. May have
There's
been.
Not two of them, right?
Again, the door was closed.
Yeah.
The door was closed.
Maybe it wasn't him.
So, not hard to confirm, no, right?
Kind of know what when you're in the bubble with the team, you kind of know who it is.
Gary Washburn did tweet, Smart wasn't the only one yelling.
Yeah.
But that was the person who was most notably screaming.
Good times.
And there was a bunch of arguing going on. And then there was the tweet, Smart is in the bathroom and he is still screaming. And there was still screaming coming from the locker room. So Smart left the room, went to the bathroom, and there was still screaming in the room.
Ooh.
Minutes later, the argument is continuing. Locker room still closed. Gary Washburn said, been outside a bunch of locker rooms in my days. That was as raucous as I've ever heard.
At least it shows they care, right?
I was going to say, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily.
No. I mean, you have family
fights,
right?
I wish they had shown more of that fight on the floor. I wish they had put in some of that effort of the yelling and screaming at each other before the game ended.
Yeah.
Hello, Rumpel.
Wait, you don't think Marcus Smart showed the effort?
Alex, what? I go on. Someone crying out, dear God!
Sounds from the Celtics locker room. What was going on in there?
I don't think that's what it sounded like. So are they done? You think it's over?
No.
You think they're still going to the finals?
Oh, huh? Saturday's a must win. You lose Saturday.
Oh, is it? Night-night.
Well, yeah, yesterday. I thought last night might have been a must win.
The next two are must wins. Because they don't even up the series. I don't think they have a shot.
Could you imagine if they get up in game three and they choke it away in a fourth again and they got to sit there until Wednesday and let that stir? They might get blown out by 40.
I think
40
they have
to
win the next two games.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, because even if they win the next one and they lose game four, they're down 3-1. And coming back from that is nearly impossible.
Yeah,
Doc Rivers is not on the other side.
Doc Rivers is not the coach on the other side. And you've got a very confident Miami team.
That team doesn't stop moving.
Oh, my God.
They don't stop moving. They move off screens. They move. They run through zones. They set picks. They do everything.
They're like the Celtics of 5 years ago.
They eat half balls.
That team's got the balls. Who's going to win?
The Heat are going to win.
Because they got the balls.
They got the balls. Celtics have the balls.
Freaking Olynyk. Banks won it. What?
No, you, of course, must win Saturday. They need to dominate. The only way they have a chance in this series, if they win in a squeaker, in a buzzer beater, you know, same scenario, and Jaylen Brown hits that baseline jumper and they win it that way, the Heat are going to be so pissed off. They're going to come out there and win the next two games by 25. You need to go out there and establish dominance over this team. I don't know if they can.
I don't know. Jimmy Butler's got that eye. He's got that look. There's nothing bugs
him.
Man,
do they want it.
Yeah.
Oh, does that Miami Heat team want it?
Not only do they want it, they're fully believing that the Celtics can't beat them now.
Well,
there's a belief there that this team can't beat
it's
us.
Back to what Maz said at the, you know, before this series started, and I'll give him credit for it. When everybody was picking the Celtics, now they're more talented. Maz's like, I don't know if they're all that much more talented. That Miami Heat squad, there's some good guys.
They can shoot. They can score.
Miami Heat, I still think the Celtics are more talented, but I underrated the Miami Heat and how good those guys were going to be, especially in this situation.
Jesus Christ, what would have been if Abadayo hits his first five shots and he missed?
Oh.
I'm thinking, okay, this is great. Let's let this guy shoot all night. Defend everybody else. Take Jimmy Butler out of this game. No.
617-779-0985, football card 1050. We've got Phil Perry coming up in the noontime hour, read and react at 1136. We've got RJ Bell today. It's still Friday. We're just looking ready for a football game. And, Zoe, I got a shout-out. We got a shout-out to make for Ben from AAA who fixed my tire this morning.
Shout-out. I love shout-out Friday.
Holy smokes.
Wait, he didn't fix that tire.
You
no
see
chance.
That? You see how fast he was here?
I don't know how he got the tire. That tire was unfixable, right?
No, that tire is very much unfixable.
It's unfixable, Jim.
So what did he do? Change your tire for him?
Yeah, but I called and he was here in 5 minutes. It was remarkable.
Yeah.
He worked fast.
No, but I would have thought you were a change your
tire. Does he listen to the show? Does he like the show?
You weren't on the side in 93. You're in the parking lot.
No, I drove off in 93.
What's up?
I kept driving.
Did you go change your own tire?
Last time I drove on a rim.
Did you change your own tire after the show?
Why do that when you can get a professional?
Last time I drove on a rim for a while.
You know?
That's paying
for that AAA membership.
Yeah, well, you're paying for that.
Keeping the economy going.
Yeah, okay.
Last
time I drove on a rim for over a mile, my dad was waiting for me in a garage. He beat the hell out of me. Yeah. That was a fun day. Beetle drove on a rim for over a mile. It looks great.
Looks great. It's perfect. All good.
Hell of a tire.
Ram tough. That's what it is. Your calls are coming up on the Celtics. I'm sure you have plenty to unload on. And we will, of course, be talking a lot of football today. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
84-79, Dragic against Grant Williams. They are isolated right side of the floor. See if Dragic tries to take him to school. Picks up his dribble. Grant Williams shuts him down. It goes to Hero. Long cross court. Crowder swings at Derrick Jones in the corner. Back to Crowder. He's going to take the three over Tatum and hit it.
Man, Jay Crowder is putting... Oh, there goes Steele.
Derrick Jones jumps in the lead passing lane. gets it back, looking on the alley-oop from Hero. It's no good. Rebound bounces around. Tyler Hero wins it. The Celtics are lost right now.
Celtics have stopped
playing. They have stopped playing.
Yep. That sucks as a broadcast crew. And I've been there. And you can tell when something turns and the other team just starts dominating your ass. Like, remember the Kansas City game? Was that week five or whatever? A couple years ago. They go, oh, the whole GR, are you going to reevaluate the quarterback position? Like, yeah, they just quit playing. They got their ass kicked. You just got to tell it like it is. And you feel it and you see it. And there's Grandy and Max telling you, man, ooh. When Max is going, ooh, Jake Crowder. Give him a sandwich. Ow. Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying they quit last night.
You know what that is? That's a delivery of saying.
That's what that is.
We're pissed that you did what you did.
Here's what.
Sitting here through this crap.
Shams has Shams Charania on The Athletic with a story. The inside scoop on
He's
what
an
went
insider,
down.
Right? He gets stuff,
what
right?
What went down.
Sham.
Here's what it has to say. Boston Celtics, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown had a heated confrontation inside the locker room after game two and needed to be separated by teammates, multiple sources told The Athletic. Smart, who is widely regarded as Boston's emotional leader, was heard shouting inside the postgame locker room after the Celtics lost to Miami. Sources told The Athletic that Smart stormed into the Celtics postgame locker room, saying that other players needed to be held accountable and not simply point the finger toward him when things are going wrong.
Oh. Well, who
As
did that?
Smart continued and his voice grew louder, sources said Brown snapped back and shouted that Celtics players must stay together and that their actions must come as a team, not individually, and that Smart needed to cool off. Those sources added Smart had verbal exchanges with a couple of the assistant coaches during the game. Smart and Brown had a tense interaction inside the locker room with objects thrown around. Teammates defused the situation before any physical altercation could take place. Smart and Brown have smoothed tensions over since the verbal spat, and one source said the Celtics would learn from it and move on from the episode Friday ahead of a pivotal Game 3 on Saturday. Oh. A source said, quote, they will move past this and focus on the task.
Mm. The task at hand.
I'll learn from it. Good. So it ended up being a good thing. Oh, good.
Oh, yay.
Good.
Yay.
You ever have a fight with your wife?
Well, I'm glad that the fight's out of the way.
Families fight, right? You ever have a fight and everything's like good after that? Like, boy, just everything's fine. It's all right.
It makes me feel worse about Jaylen Brown that he was even considering fighting Marcus Smart. What the hell are you thinking?
No, I heard him,
I thought he made bad decisions on the court. Oh, my God. That's just a bad life decision.
I heard Jaylen Brown postgame, and he said, hey, man, we're family. Like, families fight. We air stuff out, and that's good. I think this is good. I do. Because you can probably tell this is Marcus Smart's team, obviously. It's his team. It's not anybody else's team. This is Marcus Smart's team. He's the most consistent player, but probably was getting challenged by people on the bench, and that dude was just raining threes and letting them drop on him. Like, tighten it up. Like, he probably, F you. You know, I'm out here busting my ass. And I could totally see Marcus Smart being heated and taking it that way because that dude has to play with that chip. And then once
Marcus Smart,
once the
is
tensions
saying,
go down, they're fine.
Get off my ass. Yeah. I'm the reason we're in this series to begin with. And where the F were you in game one, Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Where the hell were you, Kemba?
Yeah.
What do I have to do? Everything around here?
Which may not be the best. the best
it may not be the most appropriate response. But he wouldn't be wrong.
Right, right, right.
It may not be the right time for the argument, but the argument would not be necessarily incorrect. That's what he's probably thinking. Yes, I know he's dropping threes. I know he's raining out here on us. I know, guys.
Donos.
I'm aware of that. You don't have to remind me of things that are going wrong out here. I don't remind you of all your suck in this thing.
Oh, you get your dunk block the other day? That's right. Yeah, you did.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Marcus Smart's saying.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, why don't you go bitch at the refs one more time? Jesus, am I tired of that. Oh, my God. Every time there's something, it's Tatum's hands in the air. When's that going to stop for him?
Never.
It's got to stop. It has to.
617-779-0985.
Let's Who's going to make it stop? Did you ever see Danny Ainge play basketball?
No, I know that. And I know LeBron.
Every call went against
him.
Get
ready for the calls. LeBron bitches all the time. I know that, but there's a sense of, it's the look. I don't know what it is. It's the look on his face.
I'm surprised Brad Stevens didn't break up the fight last night between Brown and
They said
and
he yelled, Smart. Calm down, calm down. You could hear him yelling.
Did you think it worked?
You think he unbuttoned his top button?
On the golf shirt?
Jesus, who buttons their golf shirt all the way to the top? Other than Ted Johnson, but he looks good in it. You know?
Dave is in Brockton. Dave.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling about the nobody ever looks at the lack of coaching. These guys are playing undisciplined basketball. They just go out there and they're chucking up three-pointers from half court.
Okay.
There's no coaching. How come nobody talks about Brad Stevens? And there's a lack of discipline, and I think it should all reflect on Brad Stevens.
Okay, I mean, I do think Stevens coaches defense. Like, you'll see some of the timeouts. He'll get things, say, we need to settle down. All right, everybody relax. It's a long game and all that. But on offense, it looked like Miami was coached better on offense. Like, they had a plan. They actually had an offense they were running. Where it just seems like, at times, the Celtics just jack threes. He's right. And I know if you got the look, you take it. But, man, what happened to pick and rolls? I mean, there's not a lot.
I saw a lot of those last night from the Heat.
Yeah, from the Heat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
From the other side.
No, I'm saying
no answer for that.
The Heat looked like they had
zero adjustments.
They had an offense. Heat had an offense. They had a purpose. They played with purpose on offense.
Zero adjustments, and that's one thing I'll criticize Stevens for. He let it snowball. He didn't call a timeout to stop it. It was just at one after another after another.
No adjustments being made. Brent in Shrewsbury. Brent.
Hey, speaking of the pick and roll and that zone, I don't know if I'll get to both things. Real quick, I do kind of feel for Smart. I don't know who's in the right, whatever, but when you go that many games hot from three, and then they're drawing up, you know, they're not drawing up plays, but Tatum and Kemba. Kemba played well, but Tatum's kind of, he only shot two threes last night. I'm thinking a few games back, Smart's probably irritated that, oh, Marcus Smart, I'm not the scorer, but I'm the one making shots here, and all the endgame shots are going to other guys. But that's not my take. Real quick, we all know this stuff, right? But for any element of the Boston Celtics organization out there, that zone, short corner, flash to the elbow. Someone just stands in the short corner. They don't even have to move. They can recover. It's a hole in the zone. Like, it's so straightforward. Short corner, just stand there and wait. And slide around the baseline, and someone flashes to the elbow. Pick and roll. The big guy hedges, or you switch. If you're not going to switch, the big guy hedges and then tries to get back once his guard is through the screen and recover. Right? That's how you stop a pick and roll. That's how you beat the zone. It's fundamental basketball.
They didn't do anything.
We didn't do it.
They didn't do anything. Like, nothing. And by the way, some of that goes on the players, too. It's mostly a coaching issue, but some of that has to go on the players. Like, guys, you never played basketball before? I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with his own. You've seen it. It's not new to you. Like, at some point you say, guys, you're also professional basketball players. They pay you millions of dollars to play this sport. Millions. You can do something on your own.
It's one of those things where people call up and say, I played back in the day, but no. The zone's the same as, like, CYO basketball, and it's the same philosophy to beat the zone at every level, right? Just never learned that growing up?
No, they missed that in AAU ball.
Stevens never coached that at Butler?
They missed at Butler, I guess. They didn't have a day on that.
It was a little bit of effort, too.
Dan is in Salem. Hi, Dan.
Hey, boys, what's going on? Hey, I'm getting a little pissy about with Jason Tatum here. First of all, I have so many points in my mind scrambling here because I'm so angry with these last two games. Zone's 100% right that I think that it's like you've never seen a zone in your life. All of a sudden, they run a 2-3, and they don't know what to do. No one's penetrating and dishing out. Brad Stevens, he can run as many great plays out of bounds, as many as he wants. What about situational basketball? When it comes down to the end, it doesn't look like they're ready. They don't know any situational basketball. They're just writing up plays, and then Jason Tatum, after he has a good game, he comes out in game two and just starts trying to throw up shots. Yeah, he only had, what, those field goals? But he's bitching about how he wants the damn ball all the time. He looks mopey when he doesn't play defense. His offense is all predicated. predicated on what he does on defense. He can't do the small things. I'm just so upset about it now.
That's the best Celtics call we've ever had.
That's great.
A pissed off Celtics fan. That's like a unicorn right there. You hardly ever see them.
Or hear them in our case. How many of them?
Jimmy Stewart.
Holy crap.
Jimmy Stewart, Jimmy Stewart put out a tweet this morning, and it was a poll. Would you tolerate the Celtics getting popped in the Eastern Conference Finals, but having a really good regular season and nice team to watch? Sort of like what Louth wanted, right? After Kyrie Irving.
But listen, this is the
first
time. Nice
little team you can watch and sort of be around there.
First time under Brad Stevens, they've gotten to this point and people expected them to win. And it was a universal opinion that they were the better team.
Well, they are.
And they got a better path than having to face Giannis and that they should win the series. And so far, they've had two disasters through the first two games with massive blown leads. And it's pissing people off, and it should, because it's been very ugly through two games. More of your calls are coming up after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Guys, there were reports of yelling in the locker room, some things being thrown. Marcus obviously exited emotional. Can you just kind of speak to that scene or describe what it was like?
That's why we know. You know, he plays with passion. He's full of fire. And that's what I love about him most, to be honest. You know, he has that desire and that will, and we need him to continue to have that, you know. It's ups and downs, the families all the time, but, you know, we embrace each other for who we are and who Marcus is. I love him for it. So we got to get ready to come back, take that same fire, and add it to game three.
You know, thinking more about this sham story that went up, that we read you a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, who looks like the good guy? Who looks like the bad guy?
I read it and I can't help but think that it paints Marcus Smart in a negative light and sort of portrays Jaylen Brown as the good guy in all of this. Just listen to how detailed.
The glue.
Again, I want to read this part again. That Smart was upset and was saying that other players needed to be held accountable and not simply point the finger toward him when things were going wrong. As Smart continued and his voice grew louder, sources said Brown snapped back and shouted, just listen to this line, that Celtics players must stay together and that their actions must come as a team, not individually, and that Smart needed to cool off. What is this, a mission statement?
Is that scripted?
What is that?
Is that scripted out of like some sort of speech?
It leads me to believe that Brown may be one of the sources for shams. I mean, how many guys are in that room? It's the players and the coaching staff.
That's it.
So it's either players or coaches that talked to him and told him what happened. And my guess is Brown is one of the people that told him what happened in there. I told him that we must stay together and that we must not be individual. Who is he to be telling Marcus? Remind me, when did Jaylen Brown win the Celtics a playoff series recently? Anyone have that data? Anyone have that? Like, who is he to be telling Marcus Smart any of this? That's how I feel. And know your role. Oh, we must come together and individually. Maybe you should get off Marcus Smart's back. Maybe that's what you should do.
Maybe you should hit that three in the corner.
That too. Like,
got a pretty good look at that one. Yeah.
You know?
At that point, though, if the story's true, if Smart came in just going everywhere at everybody, Jaylen Brown was the one to break it up.
Okay, but the thing is that if Smart's issue was, stop pointing the finger at me, isn't that we all, in the message was, we all need to be accountable, not just one of us. Isn't that being a team? Isn't that doing things as a team and not as individuals? Not sitting there pointing the finger. Stop pointing fingers. We all need to be accountable. Isn't that a positive message?
Yeah.
And it's being spun as some sort of
negative.
Don't look at me like it's sort of a negative.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
You brat.
If the message was, hey, stop pointing your fingers at me.
I get it.
We all got things that we need to be held accountable for. Okay? You did things wrong. And it's one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, we all did stuff wrong. And so what? Jaylen Brown? So was it two guys fighting about the same thing? Two guys fighting while agreeing?
That's what I'm wondering, if he's just like, all right, this is, you're right, but just calm down. Somebody's got to step in. Brad's not stepping in, so I got to step in and do
Tatum
something.
Tatum ain't saying anything.
Do you think it's possible that Brown's one of the sources?
Sure.
No, I was talking to Jim.
I think so. I just Googled it to try to find any like previous stories. I couldn't find anything quickly. So like when Shams was had a good Jaylen Brown nugget or something.
Matt in Hyde Park on the choking Celtics, he says. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Zoe, what's happening, brother?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, listen, last night, about 5:30, were you excited for the game? Were you excited? Like, did you go and get yourself a 12-pack and a bottle or something? You were feeling good?
I was at my kid's baseball game at that point.
All right, but were you still optimistic?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, about 8 o'clock, the bottle was running low. The beers were starting to wear on me. I was getting pissed off. Turnover after turnover. Brad Stevens not calling a timeout to slow the momentum down, to slap these guys in the head. Say, listen, guys, we need to do something here. Let's go. I am embarrassed to be a Celtics fan right now. This is pathetic.
That's a bit much.
No other Celtics team had this happen to them before. I don't care what it is. The coaching is terrible. Brad Stevens, loosen the button, slap these guys in the face and say, wake up, let's go.
They might not be ready yet. They might be a nice team. They play well together and had a good year, but just they may not be ready to take that next step yet. And it's sad because maybe Marcus Smart, who's been here the longest, I think, may be the most aware of all of it. And that's why he's so upset. Like, guys, these opportunities don't come around this often. Who knows if we'll be back here? Who knows if we'll have this path that we have right now? Maybe that's why he's pissed. I can only do so much. Jesus, you two, you three are the big three, not me.
Norm in New Hampshire. Norm.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go on and on, like a previous caller said, about many players on this team and the coach. But my biggest issue is Tice out there. Guy is totally lost on defense.
Yep.
Cannot defend a pick and roll to save his life.
He's never going to get a call.
Hello?
Go ahead. He's never going to get a call.
He's not rebounding, giving these long rebounds and the scoring. They must have had about 12 points off of second chances. Just, I think Tice is killing us on the defensive end.
Effort. Great effort by them on the rebounds, off missed shots, in the paint, to tip the ball back out, to secure the ball with two hands. They wanted it more than you. They did. That was effort. That's effort. It's not talent. That's effort.
Jim on the Cape on Brad Stevens from last night. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, guys. I have a same take on the Celtics. I think Coach Stevens, who I like to call my favorite Martian, is not coaching very well. I think he's been out coached in Toronto and also this series now. I think Kemba Walker is a shoot. I never realized how small he is. He gets chewed up in the paint. He can't drive to the basket. And thirdly, I think the Celtics just aren't ready.
They don't look ready.
Good Cape call.
Yeah. Cape. Off season now.
That was a baseball caller-esque reference there.
Yeah.
My favorite Martian. I remember when it debuted in 63.
I only pointed to Hardy because I think you may have only gotten the other reference there.
The football card is coming up next. Oh. I didn't get the reference. We're going to the football card.
Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, we didn't do so great in week one.
Sorry.
Oh, not so good. We all lost except for T-Bone, is that right?
Yeah. T-Bone's under on the Pats game one.
Has that ever happened?
I don't think so.
That's bad.
I think that's a first.
I think it's a sign of the times.
T-Bets.
T-Bets is 1-0. The rest of us are 0-1. The over-under on Patriots-Seahawks this weekend is anywhere between 44 and 45. How do you feel about that?
I'll take the under.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going Patriots, Patriots-Seahawks under in that game.
Okay. We have a bet.
I'm in. There's one. Bang.
Zo wants to pound the under on this weekend's game.
All right.
That's not a bad bet. Hardy, do you know what you want this week?
I do.
What do you got?
What, are you riding the Lions?
No, I am not. Look, how was your pick last week?
Sucked.
Okay.
Stinky.
Who's the only one who hit? T-Bone?
T-Bone.
T-Bone.
Hosts aren't listening?
Wow.
I wasn't listening at all. For all I know, the pick I'm about to make, you guys already made. I believe Jacksonville is getting 7.5 points.
Against?
Tennessee.
I see that at 7.5 as well.
I'll take the Jags getting 7.5.
See ya.
Tennessee was what, a 2-point winner in Denver? 16-14?
Yeah, that line opened at 11.
Wow.
It opened?
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
It opened at 11.
Bad value.
Yeah.
Awful value. I still like it, though.
Okay.
You got a refresher there? Is that what I'm refreshing?
No,
Dunkin' refreshers?
Ice coffee. Oh. It's just melt. The ice is melted, so it's a little watered down. So it looks like an iced tea now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very refreshing, though, nonetheless, despite it not being a
Those
refresher.
Can be very refreshing.
Very refreshing. I want to take...
My back's out.
Your what?
My back's out. It's killing me. Hardy, you got hot tub?
I was in it this morning.
You think you cracked that
already?
Thing up
You've already been in the hot tub today?
Oh, my God.
You got extra pair of swim trunks?
Let me tell you something. I'm embarrassed to tell you what time I got in the hot tub.
My back hurts so bad.
But I needed it before work.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was after 9 a.m.
Wait a minute. You were in the hot tub after 9 a.m.?
Yes.
I saw this commercial on Facebook last night.
Do you still smell like the chlorine in the hot tub?
No. There's hardly any chlorine smell.
What's the... it's not chlorine you use in hot tub.
Bromide.
Well, it is.
Bromide.
Well, you use granulated chlorine, but not... Look,
you can't have enough chlorine.
You keep that water healthy.
You can't
You don't need a lot of chlorine.
That thing will clean itself. Just pour Clorox in it.
No, that's... Tiny little system, a little tiny bit of maintenance, hours, days, years.
I saw your commercial on a Facebook video.
Did you
nice.
Like that?
It's nice. Hi, nice. I'm Hardy. It's my hot tub.
Right.
Why did they put pineapples all the way around it?
What's that, Jim?
So were you in the hot tub in the commercial?
Oh, no, you're standing in front of the hot tub. I don't know why they didn't let you go full on hot tub. I don't know who to take this weekend.
Right,
it's such a struggle. I want to take Chicago. What's the line on Chicago at home?
Chicago.
Oh, boy. What are you just now looking at it?
-5.5.
Well, I want to see what he has.
You surprised by the segment? We do it every Friday.
No. Oh, I wanted to see. Oh. I need to know what it was in the app.
Bears -5.5. Although your pick last week changed by 2 points by the time I got home.
I'm going to take the Bears.
All right.
I'm going to enjoy betting against the Giants. I'm going to root for the Bears this weekend. Two teams I don't like. I'm going to root for them. Go Bears.
Anti-Joe Judge?
Yes. Pretty much. Under in the Pats. Bears -5.5. Hardy, you've got yours in.
This is so bad.
T-Bets?
I actually like the 49ers coming across the country against the Jets -7. 49ers -7.
That's a good pick.
I think the Jets are
I like that.
The Jets
worse
are
than
dreadful.
We think.
It's good, I like dreadful.
It's a good pick for an imbecile.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's 1-0.
Yeah. He sure is.
Jim?
If you go college, I'm going to choke you out.
What do you think is going to win the Rams-Eagles game in Philly?
Eagles.
Eagles.
I like the Rams.
Yeah, I like the Rams.
Okay.
It's minus zero as it's labeled here. So it's a pick 'em. I like the Rams. I'm going with the Rams.
All right. West Coast team on the East Coast. Never a fan of that.
We got a couple of those.
What? You just like T-Bones? T-Bone just picked West Coast team on the East Coast.
He's 1-0. And there's a big disparity between those two teams.
You hate Jim.
It was either Rams or Louisville. It was either Rams or Louisville minus 2.5.
Better with the Rams. All right. There you go. There's the card. Done. Rams in a pick 'em. You got the... You've got the Jets losing to the 49ers. 49ers covering.
Yeah.
I've got the Bears covering at home. Zoe takes the under in the Patriots-Seahawks game.
Let's go, so.
And Hardy, what was yours one more time?
Jags getting 7.5 at Titans.
What an awful, awful Jags, Bears, two West Coast teams coming east. And an under.
We're going to win this week.
It's just like deceptive.
That's an ugly card.
We're going ugly. Muddy it up. Let's muddy it up. Let's make it look tough and nasty.
It's so much more fun to root for it because I have no interest in
any of those games.
I should say I have no interest in the Patriots and Seahawks going under either. I don't want to watch that. But now we can root for it.
After we have four games in at 8 o'clock Sunday night, we get to root for no points.
Hey Jim, could you do me a favor in your little fancy app there? And tell me what the odds are on the Stanley Cup final. If you could,
sure.
If you could give me a look at that. I'm just curious to know what the odds are on that series.
I already know what it is. Tampa Bay is minus 180.
Who are they playing?
Dallas Stars.
Good for them.
I was in a pool.
I have Tampa Bay minus 220 here.
Ooh.
That would tell you Dallas
plus 180.
That would tell you that Tampa's most certainly favorited in that series.
They are.
And Jim, if you could get basically 2-1 odds. Actually, if you could get 16-1 odds right now.
Oh, God.
Right? 16-1 odds. Would you take the Tampa Bay Lightning right now in a $100 wager?
What are you going to do? A prop swap?
I did my own version of prop swap this morning. It's already done. I bought into
it. You already did it?
It's done.
Oh, you fool. You fool.
All right. Jim, no one's going to agree with me on this. I don't care. You want to know what I did? I bought into a random draw pool, one Eastern Conference team, one Western Conference team at the beginning of the playoffs. I drew randomly the Blackhawks and the Lightning, $100 buy-in, $1,600 pot. I reached out to the guy today with the Stars, and I said, one-time, one-hour offer, I'll do a 50-50 split right now. We both walk with $800. And he took it.
Nice.
Do you like it, Jim?
Absolutely.
It's hockey. Come on. Who knows?
What would you do, Zoe?
You got Khudobin on that side. You don't want to take that chance, right?
Khudobin. Doobie.
Let it ride.
What do you think, T-Blades?
Ride.
800 in the hand?
No. No, just because I hate you.
Okay.
There you go. Well, there's that. Yeah. Top of the hour here. Hardy has the headlines. We'll be right back. More of your Celtics calls and a look ahead to Sunday's Patriots game. Mm. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.